Hi, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
Here we are. Welcome along to season 3, episode 20 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how are we doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. Can you believe we're at the last episode?
The last hurdle. Or that's our negative?
That sounds negative, yeah. It's not a hurdle. No. It's unfortunately the last episode.
I know, yeah.
It's such a shame.
We're not sad about it because we're coming back for more.
It has been confirmed that we're doing another season. Yeah. And Barista Bar is then with us for another season too. So thank you so much to the guys at Barista Bar. Also, do you remember last week I said that there was a Barista Bar cafe and I wasn't sure?
Yeah.
Apparently, someone's messaged me. Hang on. It was one of the listeners, Nigel. I think has messaged me on Twitter. He did, and he said the Kilwater BP garage in Larne.
Okay. Has a cafe.
Apparently there's a barista bar cafe.
Do you know what I'm just thinking? Actually, that might not be true. Take that out.
You didn't say anything. There's just well, we just move on. We just breeze on past
it. The thoughts in her head. She can hear them from last week.
Stop.
God love Melissa. She was so excited to be in early today to record the podcast. She was going to be on time. And
I was
her...
11 minutes early. Can I just state?
Well.
I was 11 minutes early.
And drove right
past the building. The station. Because I finally... So every week before the show, Connor and Curtis message into the group chat and say, do you want a coffee? And I've only ever taken them up on the offer once because I hate feeling like I owe someone. And I know it's not like that. I cannot take them up on the offer because I know that I, as a person, will always be late and therefore will never be able to pay the debt back. Do you know? Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to buy back a coffee. So I've only ever taken a coffee once. And today, I knew I was going to be early. I just knew it. I felt it in my blood. But it doesn't matter what I do. I could be 1 hour early and still end up 20 minutes late because I decided to go to a different coffee shop. I was like, I'm so early. I'm going to spice things up. I'm going to go right into the town. I'm going to go to the wee coffee shop that the cleaner goes to and it'll be so nice. Yeah, I was 20 minutes
Even
late.
When she...
20 minutes late? You were 40 minutes late?
No. It was actually 11:45.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was. No, that's right, actually. Okay. It was 11:30 for us.
Yeah. Excuse you said me.
You said you would be here at 11:30, though.
I was.
And then you drove on past.
Yeah.
I know. I see when Melissa was telling that story there, I've worked out what she's done, right? Mm. She doesn't like owing anybody a coffee.
Yeah.
So see now when Melissa goes, I'm going to be early tomorrow. Do you want me to get the coffees? You and me are going to go, no.
Yeah, no.
No,
just
we'll
be on
we'll
time,
get our
please.
Own, thanks. We'll get our own. That's 100% what you have done there. And I will not believe anything else.
Right,
this week we are talking about superstitions. Should be another
Very
fun episode.
Superstitious.
That is such a tune, isn't it? Stevie Wonder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, turn that off.
That sounds good with your raspy voice.
It does. So you had a bit of a weekend, but we'll get to that soon. We'll explain your raspy voice soon. But this week we are talking about superstitions, and we've asked you what your superstitions are and the sort of stuff that you do. So we'll get to that in a bit. We have got a quiz. Connor told me before we started recording, before you get in, that we're going to hate this quiz.
Yeah, so I don't.
Which is great. Something to look forward to, isn't it? You're going to hate it.
Yeah, I didn't plan on it. And it was one of two quizzes that I'll save the next one for the next series, obviously. But yeah, apologies in advance.
Oh no, I'm nervous.
You're going to hate this quiz, but it's his very words. Like, mate, why are you doing it? What's the point?
I can't think of anything else.
You've got another one ready.
I know, but it's that one's a little bit more work.
Okay.
So we'll do the rubbish quiz this week then.
Listen,
no, not rubbish, but
hard.
No one's quizzes have ever been worse than mine. So don't sweat
True.
It.
Yeah.
Don't
True.
Sweat
yeah,
it.
No, that's fair enough. Have you got listener of the week?
Yes. Oh yeah, we've got two listeners of the week.
Oh, did we?
So the first listener of the week is Joanne Laverty. I'm
oh,
not
Joanne.
Sure if Joanne has already been listener of the week.
I think
before.
Joanne has, but at this
has.
Stage, we just need the content. So
Joanne said, so sad that that's the end of another season and you didn't disappoint. You are all so funny together.
I actually can't believe people listen
to us.
It's
crazy,
isn't it? It blows my mind.
Have been listening from since you started
oh,
and
Joanne.
Always have good content. That's debatable.
That's very debatable.
Love when you get so competitive, especially Melissa with the quizzes. I hope to hear back from you guys soon with another new season.
Oh, thank you, Joanne.
I'm going to miss listening on the way to work. Thanks,
Joanne.
That is
so nice.
Well, we can confirm the break isn't going to be too long. We're talking, we're going to be back,
weeks.
August, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're looking at coming back, so first week in August. You're saying you can't believe people listen to this. Can you believe it's got to the stage where like a company has actually stuck its name to it and everything? It's like, what is going to... Have they heard it? Or did they just go, aye, stick it on? Like,
and we also have a review on Apple Podcasts.
A review!
From VC Manso.
Right.
Okay.
So, I've listened to this podcast since the beginning, and as a 27-year-old in Northern Ireland, I find the content so relatable. Me and my boyfriend listen every time we go on a road trip. Keep up the good work, guys.
That is class.
Thank you so much.
Me and my boyfriend don't even do that. He never listens. He's terrible.
I don't think Ashley's ever heard an episode of this at all. The only time she hears an episode of this is when I'm at home editing it in my home studio and I've got it going through the speakers. And generally she'll come in and tell me to turn it on.
Turn it on.
Yeah.
Oh, lads, I'm so sorry. I've just realised I forgot to bring you some cheese. Dremor. I had it written down on my to-do list. Bring in a block of Dremor cheese.
How much was it?
They're a quid.
Yeah, but...
I saw a sign actually for Dremor cheese.
You sent in the
picture. Is that where I saw the sign?
Yes.
You sent it in.
That's just a garage up beside me though, but that's not where I usually get my cheese from. Sounds a little bit dodgy.
Sorry. Connor's like,
get my cheese from there.
Connor's like, look, if you want cheese, I'll get you cheese. You come to me.
Get it for 50p.
You come to me, I'll get you cheese, all right?
Connor, did you see what I meant though? Weren't all the other ones £3?
No, well, there's like...
They are, Connor.
They're not. There's like a raspberry, get it, like cheese boards. There's like a fancy name.
The cheese boards are expensive though.
It's like, cranberry.
Yeah, it's like £2.50 in the spa up beside me.
Cheese board for £2.50?
No, not a cheese board, just a bit of raspberry cranberry cheese.
It's like £12.50 in Marks & Spencer.
What do you need?
If you want a cheese board for £2.50, I'll give you a cheese board for £2.50.
Stilton is what you need. You need a bit of Stilton in your life. That's the stuff
like
that's like going mouldy.
Applewood is the most sexy and divine cheese I've ever tasted.
I find generally the smellier it is, the nicer it is.
Absolutely
not.
No.
Generally, that's the way it works. Right, anyway, who's had a big... We'll start with Melissa because I'm kind of interested to find out about the raspy voice.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't have a big week. In fact, I've absolutely no idea.
Didn't have a big week, had a big weekend.
Yeah! That was my first weekend off. Like full weekend, because obviously I went to Bournemouth, but I was back for the Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's right.
So I hadn't taken a Saturday and Sunday, I don't think, since I started the Weekend Breakfast Show in February. So when I came in on Monday night, I was like, whoa, I feel like I haven't been here in ages. But I had such a good weekend. We went to Carlingford.
Very nice.
I've never been before. It's literally like Ballymore. All the houses are colourful. It's so cute.
And it's also not that far away. Sure, it's not. Like, it's
not,
literally across from Newry. Across the lock from Newry.
Yeah. So we had booked a house, like hired an Airbnb house, and we had booked this, I'm talking 4 to 6 months ago, honestly. And it was because obviously when Scott was moving to Belfast, all his best friends are from Dublin. That was kind of a good place for us all to meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think we'd get a holiday this year, but we hoped places would open up and the booking would stay.
Yeah.
And it did. And obviously bars are open, but Carlingford's the site, so it's only outdoor dining still, which is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like, we had to sit in the rain for our brunch and stuff.
On the way.
But
it's part of the crack.
Yeah. There was like 12 of us and it was just so good. It was just so nice to just all catch up. We had a campfire outside in the garden. We all bought deck chairs. Do you remember? I had to get those. So we got like 2 for £15 in the range if anybody's looking for a name. Very cheap. And it was just so nice. It really, really was. Obviously, lots of drinks. I'm not really a big drinker. Like, I never have been.
Yeah.
But I did well. I did all right. Like,
you hold your own, did you?
Two Copperbergs?
Do you know what I actually did? I picked up like six, I know this is not that many, six of those little cans, you know, the gin and tonic cans.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for me. And then I had
shots of water.
No, for one night. And then the next night I had a bottle of gin and I obviously shared that with people.
Yeah.
But I did well.
Yeah. To be fair, six of those gin and tonic cans in one night.
They're like heavy.
That's a lot, yeah.
I had two and I was like, whoa, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
We'd arrived and we went to a bar for lunch first and I'd had a gin and tonic. I actually had two. And so then when I had two cans, I was like, whoa. This is me. And obviously the raspy voice is because the the more gin and tonics you have, the louder you talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were all just having such a good time. And there were a lot of us. So you end up just screaming at each other, you know?
See,
you know how it goes?
See, up until now, after all these years, I think I've only ever seen 3 drink Melissa. I've never seen like 4, 5, 6 drink Melissa.
I know, I'm not really a big drinker, but like I wasn't. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like off your face.
Yeah, it was like casual.
We were sitting, you know, on camp chairs around a fire, you know, and I was freezing. I had the duvet and everything outside. It was great. I'm such a granny. But no, we just had the best time. And the next night was a Saturday night and we went out. And I'm using air quotes here because there is no going out anymore. But we were outside, so we were technically out. Mm-hmm. And we got this table and it was so funny. The boys wanted to watch football. So they all sat on the outside part downstairs with a big TV screen was. And then all the girls were upstairs with just having a laugh. And also a lot of this is you're still only allowed 6 to a table. So there were rules like that
then.
In place. So that actually suited well. And it was just so good. I actually bumped into a few people, not who listened to the podcast, but who followed me on Instagram. And that was nice. So if you listen to the podcast, hello.
You should have told them. You should have said you could also follow the podcast. And listen to that. And every opportunity is a marketing opportunity.
I wasn't in work mode, Curtis. I wasn't thinking that way.
Should have been.
I was going to say, that would cheapen our brand.
No, it wouldn't. But that
cheapens my brand for flipstick.
Stop. I got my nails done last week. Was that last week?
That was last week, yeah, because you told us about your gammy nail and I don't think we want to know about
it. No, but have you seen it? We need a nail update. Look how good it's looking. I know it's still gross, but how fast is that growing?
No, that's pretty good, to be fair.
Why didn't you get that one?
Because there's nothing there.
A week ago, it was like even further down. But it's growing so fast. Yeah, somebody told me 6 months to a year, but
I feel like a daughter red or whatever.
I think I'll be able to get a nail on that in maybe 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Big moves.
So I also went for dinner with my brother and my sister, and that was so nice. We went to Zen, and obviously that was indoor because in the north we're back inside, and it's lovely.
Which one? The one in Adelaide Street? Yeah, that's the one I'm not allowed into anymore.
Why?
Do you remember the whole nut thing with the steak?
Oh, yeah.
It's barred.
And I had to give them a steak and they wouldn't let me order anything else. They told me what to eat.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never been to the other one actually, but it was so good. And my brother had never eaten in there before. We got the sushi rolls. Oh my gosh, so divine. I sent Scott, my boyfriend, a picture of them and he goes, "What's that?" Like, he does not and hasn't ever eaten sushi, so we didn't even know what it was.
I've never tried it, but it's raw fish, not up my street.
But these were like... yeah, it was raw fish. I don't know why I was trying to make an excuse.
100% raw fish.
But yeah, that was kind of my week. Very, very chilled other than that. But a wee dinner and a heavy weekend. And it was lovely.
Good. Where is the other Zen in Cathedral Quarter?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going there on Friday.
Are you?
That's the only one I ever go to. I don't go to the one on Adelaide Street.
The one on Adelaide Street's nice, to be fair.
It's so nice. Yeah. And you know what? They didn't actually have to put in that many, I mean... I'm not speaking for them, but this is what I thought. They've always had these booths that go really high up, so each booth feels so private.
Yeah.
So because they had those, they didn't have to like extend them with more acetate plastic screens. Now they put plastic screens between the tables that are more close together, but it's class. We were sitting in a booth and it felt normal.
Is it like in between the booths or like a runway?
Yes.
With like, yes. I have been in there,
Yeah.
Yeah,
lovely.
It's nice.
And there's that sort of big chandelier thing in the middle. Yeah. I had my holiday this week, but my holiday slightly changed. So do you remember I was going on holiday to Bangor? I'd booked an Airbnb.
Yes.
So that fell through. Didn't fall through at the last minute. It turns out I didn't realise I'd booked a room and not an actual house.
No.
Yeah, so I'd booked a room and we were bringing the dog with us. And the girl was kind of like, "I've got 3 chihuahuas here. And they'll be grand." And I was like, "Yeah, Alfie's not going to be grand for 3 chihuahuas." So I had to change the booking at the last minute and we ended up going on holiday to Cumber, which is the town where I currently live.
Where you live.
So the cottage that we went to, it wasn't a cottage, it was like an annex off a farmhouse and it was on a farm and it was literally...
Was it smelly?
No. Well, it actually wasn't because it's not a working farm.
Oh.
It's like they keep chickens and stuff. Like it is a farm, but they don't, you know, use it for that.
Chickens!
So we went there. It was literally no joke of, like, no word of a lie. It was literally about 1 minute, 30 seconds drive from my new house.
Right.
But it was down a country road
and
it was so far away from, like, you could have been anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So
it was
you felt
so
like
good.
You were on holiday.
Yeah, it
oh,
was so,
good.
So good. There was like loads of country roads to walk Alfie around and all. But then because we were getting work done in the house, like the contractor phoned me every now and again, you have to come down, you know, we need you to do this or this.
Well, maybe it was handy that yeah. you were closer by yeah. then.
Because I could get there in like a minute.
Yeah.
So I went on holiday and it was class. I would definitely recommend it. Like a lot of the times you feel like you have to go somewhere
yeah.
like quite far. And I've always been like, you don't really have to, like you can go to Carrickfergus.
But even if you just book a hotel stay in Belfast,
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
you're a world's away because you're not in your home surroundings
yeah.
and you don't have everything there. So you feel like you're on holiday.
I would definitely recommend going on holiday 1 minute, 30 seconds from your own house.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend that. The other thing is a bit of a complaint. I'm going to go into my my middle-aged 30-year-old kind of mode again. Remember I was telling you about my grass?
Yeah.
So my grass is down. I sent you guys a photo
of it.
It
looks great.
Looks good, doesn't
I can't
it?
Believe you're going to complain about it. I thought you were going to brag about
right,
it.
So I am going to brag about it because it looks so good. I'm basically Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah.
So there is that. But the other thing is you need to water it quite heavily.
Right.
Like when you put those rolls down, you need to water them quite heavily for like 10 to 14 days.
So that
and
they
I mean,
can take root.
Yeah. So you've really got to soak them, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have a hose out the back.
Okay.
Please don't tell me you're walking about with a kettle.
A watering can, right?
Oh, now, it is a water, the kettle.
It is a watering can that holds 10 litres, but it's taken me roughly 24 trips to do the whole garden.
Do you not have a hose?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no hose out the back.
What about getting a hose
and, attaching
and
it.
Hooking it up to yeah. the watering can?
Right.
No. I was going to say attach the hose to the
kitchen sink. Yeah.
Not
no.
the
I ordered one.
Well, I thought there was 10 litres in the watering can. So
I ordered one off Amazon.
You need pressure to come, oh. yeah. to come out.
So I ordered a tap extender off Amazon.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fit my tap.
Oh, man.
So it literally is a case of 24 times, right? In and out
well,
with this 10 litre watering
do you
can.
You want to borrow my Apple Watch? You're probably getting your steps in.
I'm getting more than my steps in. I didn't even want to go to the gym at the weekend. The guy was because if to do it morning and night, it's not like it's you don't just do it once and that's it. You do it first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Are you
so
regretting it now?
Twice a day. No, because it looks really good. The thing that's annoying me, right, is and this is the first.
Why don't you get Ashley to do a wee bit and do it together?
Yeah, after
a couples
time.
Activity. I've
yeah.
only got one watering can.
We'll get another one.
They're £9.
£9 or 12 trips.
Yeah.
£9
no,
or 24
see,
trips.
See the way I look at things now, I don't mind spending a bit more if it saves time.
Money
true.
Is time.
Yeah.
Time is money, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I was going to complain about, right? So this is probably the first time and the last time that I'll ever complain about this. But all week we've been threatened with these absolute downpours that are supposed to have happened.
Okay.
And I thought, happy days. I'll get out of doing the garden.
Yeah.
Where the hell's the downpours?
It was lashing
it was
yesterday.
It was lashing yesterday.
It wasn't enough.
Do you
I needed
know,
more.
Do you know what? It wasn't lashing in at the port.
Oh, really?
My friend went to the port and it was so sunny. And I thought, are we in the same country?
But Port Stewart the day before, was it not that the
lashing.
Weekend?
Hurricanes
the
or
road,
oh,
like,
my word.
Down.
The road caved in because
yeah.
of the rain. And it was
yeah.
sunny in Belfast.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we didn't
what
get any rain
on?
That day at all. Because it was on the Cool FM page. It was like, major incident.
Yeah.
Port Stewart,
yeah.
like, the road's gone. I was like, what?
But it wasn't even just a road. It was the promenade road.
Yeah, like the big one.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was the drains couldn't handle the amount of water going into them or something, so they just burst.
Mental.
But no, the rain pours that we had here in North Down just weren't enough. I need a full day of rain to hit my garden. So that's my complaint
well, Curtis,
for the week.
I don't think you'll have to wait much longer because it's Northern Ireland, so
know,
don't be worrying about it.
And it's going to come to the winter time when I'm going to need sun on the garden and I'm not going to get it. My garden
yeah.
needs sun.
Although, to be fair, listen, don't we always have, well, I mean, last summer was wonderful, but usually we have the worst summer ever. And I would say this hasn't been a great
yeah,
summer. The weather's not
it's been the worst though.
The weather's not been great, but it's not been awful. But then usually we get a wee burst of sunshine coming into autumn. That's when we usually get like good of our summer, kind of Easter and then coming into September, October, which is stupid. So you might get a little bit of sun.
I hope so. I hope so. Me and Connor were talking about it just before we started recording.
When I wasn't here?
You were away getting the coffees on the other side of the world.
I was actually milking the cow. And then I had to
go
skim
to
up the
to
milk.
Get the beans.
No, the last really good summer was 2018 World Cup.
Yeah.
That was
talking absolute.
No, that was the summer because like the World Cup was on. Everybody was in a great mood. George
yeah.
Ezra Shotgun
oh
was like the big song of the time. That
I
was,
remember actually
yeah.
because everybody went down to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was class.
That was the summer.
But last summer was incredible, only we were in a pandemic.
See,
last summer's
yeah.
weather was
weather
probably
was
comparable.
But like in terms of weather and vibe and just everything.
Yeah, vibes weren't great last summer.
No, they weren't. No, not great this summer. They're slightly better than last year. But no, that was the last great summer. So fingers crossed for next year. I feel like next year is going to be one of those summers.
Sick of saying maybe next year.
I know.
Do you know?
Here, the Olympics starts in a couple of weeks.
Not
interested in the Olympics.
No.
I love the Olympics. No. I don't know why, but it's so, so good.
This is the Olympics my mum was meant to go to.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yeah, last year.
So I'm a bit like, that's a shame. Oh, meh. Just didn't work out, but maybe one day. Who knows?
Connor, what's been happening with you?
So it was Liv's birthday last Wednesday.
Happy birthday,
Liv. Happy birthday, Liv. Yeah. I said happy birthday on Instagram.
Yeah. So we went to Dublin Zoo for the day.
How was it? Yeah.
It was good. So you have to book like blocks. So there's only a certain amount of people allowed in each block and stuff, so it's not overly busy.
That's quite nice.
That is really good, actually.
Anytime I've been down there, it's been rammed.
But it's one way, so like
what if you want to go back and take another look at the monkeys?
You can't. So,
but it's her birthday.
I know. I don't think the zookeeper's care. But I felt as though we missed out on quite a bit of stuff because the way the one-way system's set up.
Mm.
But yeah, it was lovely, nice wee day. And then because we were down there, I was like, I want to go to Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay, right.
Right.
So I warned you.
Uh-huh.
Was it okay?
Well, we got there, so...
What day was it? Saturday?
Wednesday.
Oh, it should have been fine.
There was no, like, barely any donuts left.
Told you.
I was raging. Raging.
Every time. Yeah. I've been once. And actually, do you know what? When it opened, I went. I've been twice. When it opened, we walked through and they had every donut available.
Yeah.
But I've been to the drive-through twice. So I've been three times altogether. They only had glazed left, which was no problem. I decided I only wanted glazed that time. The next time, they had nothing left. I had to get coffee.
Really?
Yes.
So do they not put like a sign at the front of the drive-thru?
No. They let you queue. They will let you queue for an hour and say nothing.
Because there was only glaze left when we went.
Yeah.
So I would be furious, you know.
But I don't know if I trust them anymore because everybody I hear says that.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what if you walk in? I bet you the whole selection's there. Because like I said, the only time I ever went, and that was when it had first opened, the only time I ever went inside, everything was available.
Well, we did walk in.
Oh, right, okay.
But
sorry.
You could see, like, you can see them making the donuts.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh, it was so good. So they were making the donuts for tomorrow, the next
day. It reminds me of Kim Kardashian's bum.
The donuts?
Yeah.
Why?
Have you ever seen those glazed pictures of her?
So, yeah, I went to Krispy Kreme. But while we were there.
Delicious.
They were really good, yeah.
How many did you get?
I only got two glazed.
The glazed ones are, that's all you need. Like you don't need
none of this filling that I've tried them, when I would go, I would want a box of 12.
Yeah. Just plain glazed ones are so good.
And beside Krispy Kreme, there is
a big shopping centre
at Blanchardstown shopping centre.
Yeah.
So we went in there. Liv wanted to go to Zara and stuff.
It's a really good Zara.
So we went in there. I actually got a couple of bits too.
Was the seal on?
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Yeah, it was very good. Liv
got loads. The seal in Belfast was awful.
Yeah, Liv said it wasn't very good. It was like it was just a bomb site when she went in.
Do you know, it was honestly just a mess. And a lot of the stock, they definitely just pulled out from previous years because I didn't even recognise it. And I'm on Zara every day.
Yeah.
So I know the stock.
Yeah.
So I might as well work there.
So she got quite a few bits. And then I obviously got a fashion show that night when we got home. When she tried everything on. And then she informed me that one of the pairs of trousers that she got doesn't fit because you couldn't try anything on in Zara down south. So she was like, I'll go into Zara in Belfast.
Yeah.
She couldn't she couldn't return them or exchange them.
And also, prices in Zara are cheaper in Dublin, which is the best and only cheaper thing in Dublin than Belfast. So that happened to me before. They wouldn't let me return them. And I was like, well, what am I meant to do with it? It doesn't fit. And she said, are you going back down to Dublin? Like, this is 8 years ago. I didn't have a boyfriend in Dublin, so I definitely wasn't. I think I went to Dublin once every 3 years. And she was like, well, let me speak to a manager. And then she gave me a credit note.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I'm just going to spend it that day anyway. So I don't know why they made such a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But they made sure that they gave me less money because I'd obviously paid in euro.
Mm-hmm.
And in Zara, if something's £20, in Belfast, it's €20 in Dublin, which is £18. So they did all that. I was like, okay.
Thrifty. Awkward. Thrifty.
Yeah. So guess who he is going back down to Dublin this weekend?
No, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would they not do that for you?
No, they wouldn't exchange it for her. And they said to ring up customer services and they'd be able to sort it.
I don't
it,
know
they
why they're
no.
so awkward.
So
did you ask for a manager?
Liv was in by herself. I wasn't there.
Tell her to go back in.
Is Liv not like a lawyer or something?
Literally.
Could she not like whip out the books and be like, look,
I have no idea.
Do you know what it is? My one of my best friends used to be a manager of River Island.
Uh-huh.
So she knows all the rules and she knows what the customer's rights are because obviously she used to work there and she used to have to deal with it. And she's like, not that the customer is always right, but they definitely have rights. And if they purchase something in your store, I don't know, maybe it is UK and Ireland, maybe it's changed now.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous.
But the thing is, I assume like laws are different in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is now the EU and the UK, like two separate.
Yeah.
So I assume there's probably differences there, which is, it's probably too messy that they're just like, I don't want to deal with that. I know I would do that.
That is so annoying.
So I...
Why didn't you just sell the trousers on Depop?
I that's what I asked. She was like, no.
It's going to cost you more in fuel than the trousers. I bet they were £20.
Melissa.
I bet they were €20 actually.
No, hang on, wait, sorry.
Liv, you're being irrational.
How much were the trousers?
I think they were €35.
Okay, that's breaking the line where I would kind of go, right, I'm going to go down and get
them. €35 is expensive. They were a sale item.
I don't think they were on sale, though.
Oh, okay.
Right, so if it was 20, I would be like, wind your neck.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Literally.
I would have gave her the
take
20
it on the chin,
like, I'm not going back down.
So,
yeah, but the way Liv, like, entices me into doing things, she's like, there's a TGI's, we could go to, like, TGI's. So, like, food-related. So
TGI's is literally right there as well.
I'm going down to Dublin.
There's a Nando's there as well.
We're going down first thing in the morning. So I'm like, right, okay, maybe get something from Krispy Kreme and lunch.
But here, the thing is, Dublin's not that far from Belfast.
It's not.
Like, I used to think Dublin was a trek because I live an hour that way from Belfast. So it did take me 2 hours, 20 minutes every time I went to see my boyfriend. But like,
shouldn't have took you that quick, Melissa. I don't know what you're driving, but...
No, he lives in North Dublin. So
sorry, that's okay.
You literally come straight after the airport.
Okay.
If I had to actually go into Dublin, it would be...
Oh, it
would
take forever,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah, much longer. So I wasn't actually breaking the speed limit. That was how long it took. But now it only takes... It takes an hour and a bit from Belfast.
Yeah. Look at it this way as well, Connor. Like, you're not getting a TGI's in Belfast. Do you know?
Exactly, mate.
And it is good.
Yeah, so driving the whole way down.
Okay.
Okay, you're not getting a TGI's in Belfast, Connor.
Driving the whole way.
Can I come? What day are you going?
I think we're going down on Sunday.
No, don't be going without me, you two. That's not. We're going to the bar without her tonight.
Yeah, if you want to come, I'll listen to your podcast happily.
Are you going on your own or is
no? Liv's coming down.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I actually do want to go because I'm not going to crash your party, but I want to go to that sale.
If you and Liv are going and you go and bring Scott, then I'll just hire a minibus and Ashley can come. Six of us just go down.
Road trip, weekend repeat.
Yeah, and on the way home, because I've been, this weekend will be the third time I've been down in Dublin in the last 2 weeks.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know. So
Scott is actually going even, to Dublin.
If he had like a job or something, or like, you know, I would get it, but it's just like you're going to buy trousers and then return them again.
Does Liv drive?
Liv can drive. Does Liv drive though? No.
Okay.
I'm the driver.
The thing is, though, and I don't know about you, but
some people just don't like driving, though, so I get that.
Driving in Dublin freaks me out. Like, it is mad.
Like, I'm like.
But I used to be exactly the same, and then obviously I got a boyfriend in Dublin and had no choice, and I got to know it so well. And once you know it, it's fine. But I remember, obviously, before I met Scott, so this would have been 2 years ago, I was doing a job at Coca-Cola, and part of my contract, I had to attend an event in Dublin. And it was in the winter, so it was pitch black. And naturally, it was pouring with rain.
Yeah.
I personally think the worst circumstances you can drive in is dark, rain, with street lights.
Yeah.
Because you've got car lights, street lights, the rain, and then it's dark. So all these passing lights, it just like plays with your eyes. Couldn't really see a thing. And I'm talking heavy, heavy, heavy rain. The streets in Dublin are not marked. They have no road markings. Some streets are just wide pieces of tarmac and you don't know if it's two lanes or three. And also it was rush hour. I had to be down there for 6:30. So me driving around Dublin, obviously late. And in Dublin, lots and lots and lots of bicycles.
There is a lot.
So can you imagine bicycle lights, street lights, car lights, pouring rain, sat nav, me not knowing where I was going. That was one of my worst driving experiences in Dublin ever. And I vowed never to go back. But obviously I did. And now I know it really well and I'd be fine. But you take one wrong turn in Dublin and a lot of it's one way as well. Yeah. It was horrendous. So I get the fear of driving in Dublin.
Yeah, so driving back, we stopped off at Apple Green and I got, no joke, like 10 bars of the dairy milk, like the wee small ones and like all
the
different.
The Golden Crisp.
Yes. So good.
Do you know what? I don't know about you guys, but see, whenever I'm going on holiday, like whenever me and Ashley are traveling, usually we fly from Dublin Airport. So we'll always stop off at Apple Green. And anytime I go in there, it just makes me feel like I'm going on holiday.
Yeah.
Just feels like a road trip. And I love Apple Green. Keep doing what you're doing. Good lads.
I do love Apple Green. I have to agree.
Everybody loves it.
Nice one.
I've never met anybody in Northern Ireland who goes, couldn't be arsey Apple Green. Everybody loves it.
But sometimes it has a Greggs. And if you like donuts, have you ever had the caramel custard donut from Greggs?
Yes, I have.
It is.
It's good.
It's the sweetest but most incredible thing I've ever tasted. I used to get one of those quite regularly. Mm-hmm. There's definitely about 600 to 700 calories in that thing.
Doesn't
matter.
But
like, do you like custard?
Oh yeah.
Like, I love custard.
Yeah.
Please go. Where's the Greggs? There's one in the
three. Like all three. There's the one.
Well, you could just go to the one in the city centre. There's a Greggs there as well.
And then the either side of the... I think pretty much every town has a Greggs now, doesn't it, really? Like, it's a high street kind of...
Listeners, if you've never had a caramel custard donut, change your life.
Do you know what else they do? They do slices of pizza for, like, lunch. And I've always seen them and thought that looks a bit dry. And then I got one time and it was class.
Really?
So, so good,
I've had their vegan sausage rolls and they're delicious.
Are they good? I've never
tried one. They're nicer than the regular ones.
A lot of people have said that,
I'm not vegan at all, but, you know.
Apart from Wednesday's trip to Dublin, I haven't really been getting up to much. Like, I've just worked, been going to the gym quite a bit. I'm like in a routine and stuff.
Gym 4 times a week. Hello.
Wow.
4 times a week.
I'm gonna have to start going to the gym 4 times a week because since my beer pump arrived last last week, Ashley's noticed my stomach region getting a little bit.
I'm closing my rings every day. Look at that. Exercise ring closed. Yeah. Stand ring closed. I still need to close my calorie ring, but it's not even 1 o'clock yet.
I'm getting this stage wrong. I'm thinking about running 5Ks every day I need to, mate.
Yeah.
I'm getting soft.
Well, wait to hear how dramatic I am. Crying on the way to the gym yesterday, texting Scott, not going back. I can't see a difference. We're on week three. Uh-huh. But I can't see any difference. And I'm going 4 times a week.
My
diet is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm counting my calories. I'm weighing my food.
Stick with it.
No. The weekends have been disastrous. So that is definitely undoing everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating. I'm like, why? Although I have to say, I'm really enjoying the sessions and I never, ever, ever thought I'd enjoy going to the gym. So
it's all about balance.
It is. And it's making me feel good. So whatever.
Good. I didn't really have a great day yesterday with work stuff. And last night we got a KFC. I was just like, just going to ruin the diet.
KFC's so good.
Yeah. So I couldn't really hear what the guy was saying through the speaker. And I was getting confused with what he was saying back to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So pulled up. I'd ordered whatever I'd ordered anyway. Pulled up and he said like card or cash. I says card. He's like, I think it was £28.
What the heck did you order?
And I looked at Liv and I was like, there's no way.
You ordered a family bucket or something?
No, we would usually get like a 10-piece
bargain buckets, please.
Or something. But we just got 2 individual meals and I said to the guy, and I was like, there's something wrong, like there's no way. And he was like, well, what did you order? And I said to him, but the confusion was he had repeated my order, so
he put it through twice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got the money back but still got the 4 meals.
What? And you ate them all?
I'd give it a good go. That was my week, guys.
Yeah, did you get gravy?
Yeah, so I got a 3-piece Friday meal.
Mm.
Liv got a 3-piece meal.
Technically, you got a 6-piece meal then?
Yeah.
Because, which is fair. I could do 6 pieces of chicken.
6 pieces of chicken, 4 hot wings and 2 mini fillets.
Nice.
2 large gravies and... I'm like 4. I didn't eat all this, by the way.
Who goes to KFC and doesn't get gravy? Like, who gets beans?
I know.
I keep forgetting to tell you things about my week, but yesterday I had a terrible day. Not a terrible day. But I was supposed to be going to our boss's. He had an official pizza lunch.
Yeah, Stuart Robinson's
got his own pizza. And I was so excited about this. So I was saving my calories all day, you know, being so good so that I could have pizza that evening. But before that, I had to film. We do videos for Cool FM sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's such a long story. Scott's car broke down, so he took my car to work. So I was having my sister in the video. So she drove us over to the venue. Mm-hmm. But it was like a hotel video, so they had Prosecco in the room. My sister was like, I'll just have a wee glass. No, it's poured. Then she had another glass. Then she had another glass. Then I looked at it and I was like, you're not seeing straight. Then then we had to go down into the restaurant to show off the food part. She was like, should I just order a wee glass of wine? It'll look good in the video. And I was like, all right. You're not. She was meant to be driving me after that to get my car because Scott's car had been fixed so I could drive my car into work. I was like, you can't drive now, so you can't take me to get my car. She was like, you can go get your car. And I said, well, what will we do with your car when you get there? Do I just abandon you? And she was like, oh yeah. So I had to take her car here to work last night. Also, sorry, the video went on so long that we didn't get to the pizza place.
Yeah.
We didn't get any pizza last night. So I got here last night, didn't have my fob to get in, couldn't get in, yelling the security man, hello, hello. But he didn't hear me, and then he did hear me eventually. Then didn't have any headphones to do my show.
Oh dear.
Nobody in the station.
Yeah.
No headphones in the station. And if you've never been a radio presenter, that's such a funny phrase. If you've never presented on air, it's very hard to do a show without headphones. Like you cannot hear anything. I mean, that was the story. I was just sad I didn't get pizza, but there was a lot of other disasters. So then my sister had to drive me over to get my car this morning before work. So I had to get up very early.
Your sister's a ledge. How do we go about getting Melissa off the podcast and Sharon on? Can we do that? Is that something that can happen? Me and Connor.
She was just having a ball.
Me and Connor would have been happy to film for you at the pizza launch event. Had we been invited.
Yeah.
Had we been invited.
I know.
You know, Stuart Robinson and his pizza and stuff. No, I mean, my life revolves around pizza, and yet there was no. Yeah. I'm assuming it got lost in the meal or something.
Yeah, I mean,
like
that's
that.
What I'm thinking.
Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be. Right, anyway, will we do this week's quiz?
Let's do it.
Hang on till I find the jingle. Winner stays on. Just getting to that stage in the series now. We're on a wind down, really, aren't we? I didn't have the jingle ready or anything to go. But Connor has got a quiz ready. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so this week's quiz is... All right.
Sorry.
That's how bothered Melissa is about the quiz.
You said it wasn't going to be very good.
Well...
He didn't say it wasn't going to be good. He said we're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
okay. Which I think is
are
marginally
we
worse.
Soaked
yeah.
with water or something?
No, I think it's quite difficult. I wouldn't like to do this.
I like a challenge.
I wish we were getting soaked with water because that would mean it was raining and my garden would get...
Shut up!
So this week's quiz is Finnish the Riddle.
Oh, I hate these.
I can't wait for this.
You love riddles, don't you?
I'm not very good at
Melissa
it.
Melissa Riddle.
That's what some people call me that.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a riddle.
Well, it's a riddle. So some people would be like, tell me a riddle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's Riddle. But whatever.
No, that would annoy the life out of me.
It doesn't annoy me. Like, call me whatever. I'm sure I've been called worse.
You should come up with like a really like sarcastic, insulting riddle that just makes people go, you're a...
I should. Oh. Curtis. I should. Maybe Connor will help with that today.
Yeah. So first one, there's seven. We might not do all seven. Let's see how long it
takes.
What is always in front of you but can't be seen?
Curtis,
Melissa,
the future?
The future.
Yes, mate.
Damn it. I knew it. I just wasn't fast enough.
Okay.
Look how fluid I am.
But that's not true.
Hi.
There are people who can read and see the future.
Those people don't.
Those people are liars.
Right.
Oh, Connor! Oh!
So,
he went there.
Okay, number two, 1-0 to Curtis. I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
Curtis.
A stick insect.
No.
Did you hear me say my name?
No.
Sassy.
A bank.
I know.
Is it a bank?
A spider diagram.
No, it's a bank, mate, yeah.
That's insane. I was having a joke whenever I said a bank. Yeah.
It would be a spider diagram too,
it's
though,
absolutely
right?
Not a spider diagram.
What are the many things?
Many
come
webs
out the
do you see with branches? Many spiders are out there spinning branches
oh,
for webs.
Oh, they're spider legs. Yeah. I thought they
no,
were
they're
not
legs, they're webs. That's what a spider. No,
a spider diagram is a spider with legs.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a web.
No.
Okay. What kind of diagrams are you drawing? Oh, wait! Actually, if you draw a line out and then a line off that and then a line off that, that would look like a web.
Wouldn't it?
But yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe spiders.
But next question. Shut up.
Okay.
I can't believe that was right.
Tina Lee Curtis.
I'm raging.
What can you catch but not throw?
Melissa. Curtis. Feelings.
I suppose.
Curtis.
Could, yeah.
A cold.
Yeah.
Okay, it's feelings. Catch flights, not feelings.
Yeah, if you want to give Melissa that point, I'm happy enough because feelings.
I think feelings.
I mean, you can throw a cold. You can literally pass it on.
That's not throwing. You don't like go and then throw it at someone.
Well, I also can't throw flights or feelings.
That's true.
Okay, we'll do two on the Melissa to keep things interesting.
No, two on the Curtis.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Just remember that.
Sorry.
Yeah. I want you to remember in the future that I donated that point to you. Okay.
I just feel like.
No, I get what you're saying, and I feel like you're not going to give it up.
I know the riddle, and I do know that your answer's right, but I feel like mine could be right, you know?
I mean, if I had the one that Connor has down on the on the page, then... Well, but I'm happy to give you the point.
Okay. 2-1 to Curtis. What has to be broken before you can use...
Curtis.
Melissa.
A glow stick?
No. Again, I can see where you're going with that.
I haven't used my glow sticks yet. Yeah. We need to do that. Yeah, we'll do that as the intro video for the next
season.
Next
series, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to have a go and get the right answer, I'm happy to.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
Loads of there's so many things. Like one a cracker, one at of Christmas. You have to also break in your shoes.
Those emergency fire alarms.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Break glass.
Yeah. What's the actual answer going?
An egg.
Oh, that's true.
That's not true.
Why?
You boil them with their shells on.
Yeah, and then you break the shell to eat it.
Oh.
You don't eat the shell.
Okay, so no points for that one?
No, Curtis can have it.
Oh, okay. Am I getting the point?
Okay.
You give me the point for feeling.
These quizzes are so much nicer when we're kind to each other, aren't they?
Yeah. Not screaming at each other. 3-1 to Curtis. I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am
Melissa.
I?
Melissa.
Yeah?
Curtis.
I had no idea.
Curtis. Oh, yeah. Curtis.
Yeah.
A candle.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say my granny.
So was I. Yeah. I was thinking, actually, old people, they do shrink.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've won it. Will we just leave it
there? No, keep going.
Okay.
I like it.
What can travel around the world without leaving its corner?
Melissa.
Yeah?
Your suitcase.
Without leaving its corner?
No, by the way, no.
Can we have a clue? That's really hard.
There's a big company and like millions of them are like in circulation every day.
Melissa.
Yeah?
The sun.
Oh, no. I know. Curtis, a stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. Okay. I really like that one.
Final one. What can fill a room but takes up no space?
Melissa, my personality.
Again, this could be many things.
Fill a room. Melissa, air! Oxygen.
It could be, but I'm looking for...
I know the answer.
Yeah?
The crack.
No.
Fill a room, but takes up no space.
Yeah.
It is oxygen.
Probably could be, yeah. But it's not the answer that I'm looking for.
Gas?
No.
Gas?
Smelly fart.
I mean, I didn't say it in as many words, but... It has to be air.
It can be air.
But I believe that's the answer to the riddle. Okay.
Carbon dioxide.
Well, no, the answer that I'm looking for is light.
Right.
It's quite nice, yeah.
Oxygen
you're not
far
wrong.
Better.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Okay, so smelly farts is far better.
So I won.
Well done, mate, yeah.
So that means Melissa does the first ever quiz on series four?
Yeah, series four. Gonna forget.
I know. Well, it'll be series four, yeah, we'll be at square one.
Stays on. I've got 4 weeks to work on it and it'll still be beep.
Do you know what? Like, we do this all the time. Like, whenever we take a break, I go, we've got 4 weeks to sit down and, like, you know, strategize for the next series. What episodes are we going to do? How are we going to incorporate different elements and stuff like that? And then it comes
What are you talking about? We don't do that ever.
No, we plan it and then it comes to the morning of recording. It's like, have you thought of anything?
No.
We have thought of this week's episode, though, and this week we are talking about superstitions. Now, the reason this popped into my head was I was driving down the road the other day, Mm-hmm. It was the other morning. I was doing the weekend breakfast show on my own because Melissa left me.
Yeah. How was that, Curtis? I haven't even got speaking to you.
Grim. No, it wasn't grim. I enjoyed myself, but it's just not the same whenever you're on your own. But yeah, I was driving into work and it was a nice morning, you know, like a nice morning early in the morning. There's loads of magpies out and about, right?
Yeah.
So I saw a group of, no joke, like 8 or 9 of them, mm-hmm. right? And you know the rhyme? So the rhyme always pops
one
into my
head.
1 for sorrow,
2 for joy, 3 for a girl, 4 for a boy. I never know the rest of the rhyme. What is 8? No idea.
You could have finished that rhyme with 9 there. What is 8 or even 9? And you would have
doesn't
like,
rhyme,
you would have dropped rhyme and 9 doesn't rhyme.
I didn't say rhyme.
8, no idea, doesn't either.
It wasn't supposed to rhyme. Okay. It was just finishing the sentence oh. and you took it away from
well,
me.
Well, anyway, sure. I only knew up to 4 as well.
Okay.
And then I saw like 8 or 9 and I was like, well, what the hell does that mean? Do you know, like what? I need to know.
It?
No? Could you do it now, actually?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Google it and see. Because I want to know.
Don't you Google it, Connor. It's mine.
No, I'm not.
It could end up being something really rubbish and I haven't like, because I don't know, like, you know, the way people say you're supposed to like say the rhyme.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
1 for sorrow, 2 for joy, 3 for a girl, 4 for a boy, 5 for silver, 6 for gold, 7 for a secret, never to be told, 8 for a wish, 9 for a kiss, 10 for a bird you must not miss.
Oh,
wow.
What's 10 for a bird you must not miss? What's that mean?
I had no idea. No idea. But,
oh, maybe. Wait, is that when you say good morning, Mr. Magpie?
I thought that was for one.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
well, so, anyway, it's for a wish, so make sure you make one.
It might not have been 8. It was 8 or 9. Like, there was a lot of them. Either
you're
way, there was.
Getting me kissed, I mean, tonight. So,
I hope not. Me and Connor are going out to the bar. Like, is it?
Mate, you never know. A couple of pints.
So, Connor.
I'm only joking.
I didn't even hear that.
I've always been told to say that rhyme. So it's like, hello, Mr. Magpie. Is it how's the wife and kids or something like that you say?
How's your wife?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But then other people just salute them. Sort of just go like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, morning, so, Mr. Yeah. Magpie.
So
yeah.
I've taken on the salute because it's so much easier. Uh-huh. But then I'll be driving down the road and like I'll be like saluting left, right and centre.
Yo.
And Ashley's kind of like, if the wrong Yo. Person saw that, like, you'd be in trouble. So that would be the one that I follow. That's what got me thinking about it.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? Do you have any sort of like superstitions that
I never walk over 3 grates.
That's bad luck or something. And
yeah.
If you do, then you're supposed to like spit and wave or something.
Well, I am not superstitious about anything. I literally walk over cracks, grates, under ladders just to tempt fate. Like,
that's why
I'm
you're
like,
always late.
Come at me.
So instead of doing like really, really bad things, the universe just going, I'm going to make her late.
Yeah, for everything.
I'm not going to ruin her day. I'm going to make her late.
But it does ruin my day. It actually upsets me. I don't want to get into it, okay?
So that would be one of mine. Also, walking under like signs.
What do you
Scott
mean?
Scott won't do that. Like, no. He will let go of my hand to walk around the sign.
I always do that to Olivia. I never
I'm
walk
like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I always go, we could have fit. And he's like, I'm not going to walk under that.
No.
What do you mean, like a sign? Like a road sign?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Like on a
really?
Footpath? Yeah, I
so
never
weird.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It's not going to fall on you and decapitate you.
But it's bad luck to walk underneath
it. It is not.
Apparently it is. That's why I never do it.
The other one is, like you're saying, Scott will like split and then, you know, what? So if I were to do that, Ashley would crack up because you can't split a pole. Have you heard that one?
No.
So if there's like a pole in the street, you both have to walk around the same side. Whereas if you're walking in two and split it.
If Scott did listen to this, he'd now drag me around the outside.
You'd be getting pulled across not to go under the sign, but also not to split the pole.
Mm.
Where does all this stuff originate?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell? Who thinks up this stuff? It's just somebody who's like, I'm going to have a laugh with someone. And then it's just stuck.
Another one is like the 11-11. Anytime I see 11-11.
Make a wish.
You do
make
that.
Yeah, I do that. But that's not a superstition. That's like...
That's a superstition.
11 is like an angel number, so it's like a good energy number. And 7 and 3 are ones as well, I think. And they're all my favourite numbers, so that's good. My mum, like, hates, and is super superstitious about the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of our first cars, the number plate added up to 13, and she was like, you can't have it. You cannot drive that car.
Really?
You can't. And... we were like, well, it's bought, like, we have to.
Yeah.
And she hated it. But she said she likes it a little bit less now because my brother was born on the 13th.
Okay.
And that, like, kind of helped her get over that.
Yeah.
But up until then, anything, that, like, she would add every number clause up. So if your PIN code added up to 13 at the bank, she would change it.
No way.
Do you know?
Wow.
She just doesn't like the number 13.
My mom hates the number 13. She's not quite as bad as that. But, like, I remember one time we were going on holiday and we were in the queue for the plane, you know, the check-in.
Yeah.
And the queue was so long and the airport was so hot and we just, like, it wasn't moving anywhere. And then the next one came up and it was check-in desk 13. and she let the people behind us go.
Yeah.
Just so that we wouldn't go to number 13. We ended up going to like number 4, and it took it added like an extra 10 minutes on. And we were like, what are you doing? But she just would not go to number 13.
Yeah. Scott's granny hates the colour green. He said that he once came home with like a green jumper, and he came back home. He's like, where's that jumper? She was like, I threw it in the garden. It's out there. It's evil. Like, I've never heard of that before. Evil. She said that green brings like sorrow or something into the house, and she wouldn't have green in the house.
Like, people are weird. Like,
I genuinely, like, I've heard 13 before, but I had never ever heard green.
Yeah.
Anything about green. That's
never,
so weird.
Never in my life have I heard that. I've never ever thought that the colour green's evil.
So like that's passed down to his mum, and obviously he's a bit off about green, because like sometimes I'd be like, oh my gosh, will we get this for his wee niece Hayley? He's like, it's green, we can't. I'm like, what?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if it falls into superstition, but do you like to do things in even numbers? Like for me, even numbers
like
are...
Like volume on the TV?
User on the volume.
Volume on the TV.
Weirdo.
Has to be.
There was one I used to do, right, and this is a strange one. Whenever I used to play football, right? So I was a keeper. Uh-huh. And being a keeper, you had the luxury of getting a water bottle and being able to set it in the net.
Yeah.
So like you could have a drink whenever you wanted. But see, if I was taking a drink, I would have to take 4 drinks from a water bottle, right? And it's just something that I did,
you
and
don't
I don't
do
know
4,
why.
You have to start again.
If I don't do 4, I have to start again.
I think that's more OCD though.
Yeah. And if I leave it on 3, then I'm going to have a bad game. So there was times there was literally strikers charging at me with a ball ready to take a shot and I've got a bottle of water in my hand going trying to get 4 drinks. Luckily I don't do that anymore. But
yeah, because do you still do the thing with the door? You always go back to check to make sure the door's locked.
That's not a superstition, that's just me going,
I
lock
the
door
a lot, like, now obviously that we live in the apartment. I have to check it even though I know it. So I'll come in, I'll lock the door, it's like just autopilot. I never don't lock the door. Scott leaves it open all the time. So every time I walk past, I also check. Anytime I walk past the door, check it's locked. It's so annoying. I annoy myself. So when I come in at night, lock the door, go into the kitchen. Then I go into the bathroom. In the bathroom, I have to walk past the door. So I check on the way to the bathroom to take my makeup off.
Right.
Take my makeup off, come back out of the bathroom, check the door before I go into the bedroom. Brush my teeth. We have an ensuite. I brush my teeth in the ensuite, but I take my makeup off in the other bathroom. Brush my teeth in the ensuite. Before I get into bed, run back out and check the door again. It is so annoying.
I'm exactly the same.
I can't stop it.
Like, I'll be lying in bed. And do you know what? Ashley does it to wind me up. Like, I'll be lying in bed, nearly asleep, just on the cusp of sleeping. Ashley will go, do you lock the back door?
It's so annoying.
I know fine rightly. I've locked the back door and checked it 4 times.
You
but I'll get up,
up
and check. Yeah.
Have I ever said to you about the woman crossing the lights when I used to go to school in the mornings?
Yeah, you did mention her. Yeah. What was it again?
She... like did a ring around a Rosie like 5 times.
That's
like went
right.
around in circles and then did a wee dance.
No.
And stomped her foot twice before she walked across.
So it had to have been red by the time she was ready to go.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's just getting the steps in, like,
what
Melissa, do you know what I mean? Maybe
that's really, really, really bad.
Yeah. Let's head across to the Instagram and see who we've got on there, because we put it to you. We asked our listeners if they have any sort of weird stuff. Again, Connor, I think Liv's going to have to be listener of the week at some stage, because she has gone in. So she has on this.
Everyone like said the same about
magpies. Yeah,
magpies
is the big one, isn't it? Yeah, so you've got Natalie McCabe says magpies all day long. Anna Daly, magpies. Can't just see one, I have to search for a second. So do you have to see them in twos?
One you don't want to see
one.
I would be the same. Like,
yes.
If I see one magpie, I'm like, where's the other? Because you can't see one, because that means sorrow.
I've never thought. I just salute them and go, cheers, mate. And
never.
Then,
I'm always looking for a second, because I only know the first 4 of the rhyme.
Ivana Maxted has said magpies always wave away one for sorrow, but wave at two for joy. So that's the way it works. So when you see one, you're like, get away. But then when you see two, you're like, mere.
Mere you.
I wish the listeners could see Curtis's hand actions there. He
go
went,
away.
Get away.
Waving it away.
It was
waving
like
away
a queen's,
the negativity.
It looks
yeah.
like a queen's wave the way.
Wave away the negativity. Mirror the good vibes.
Come here. Come here now.
Come here to me.
Yeah, Liv has done quite a few, hasn't she?
Right, let's get into our impromptu listener of the week, Liv.
Don't walk underneath ladders.
That's one that I don't really care
I do
about.
On purpose.
Like,
I do it on purpose. But for the first probably 15 years of my life,
yeah,
I never would have walked under it. Because we don't have one of those pull-out staircases up to the attic.
Yeah.
So every time we go up to the attic, we have to get a ladder out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it obviously is at an angle.
Yeah.
And I would always walk around it instead of walking under it. Walking under it would be so much easier for the way it's placed.
Yeah.
And I used to always walk around it.
Liv also said, if I pass a sharp object, like a knife, I always poke myself with it first.
What?
So it doesn't poke them.
That's the first I've ever heard
of. Never heard of that.
Never
in my
heard
life.
That in my life.
Your Liv's a weirdo.
And she's nuts.
She's just standing poking herself with a knife in the kitchen.
Can I ask, Connor, right? Uh-huh. Can I ask, when we plan out these episodes and you, like, so you do the sort of social media side of the Instagram and stuff like that. Do you say to Liv, we're putting up a question box, can you go in and send like a million responses?
No.
She just does it.
Yeah.
That's great. I don't think Scott would do it if I asked him to, but this is worse.
I don't even think Ashley follows it. Like,
actually, good point. I must check.
She also said about the magpie. What else was there?
Oh, here's a good one. I don't know if Connor's seen this. Can I read this one to Connor?
Go ahead.
I bless every house we live in with holy water from Lourdes. Connor doesn't know.
No, I don't know.
So Liv's walking around blessing your house and you don't know anything about it?
Oh.
Where did she get holy water?
No.
From Lourdes?
I don't know.
Why did she go to Lourdes?
I don't know. She's...
Connor had to drive her there.
Yeah, I probably did, yeah.
That's what he's doing all the driving to and from Dublin for
holy water.
Deliveries of holy water. Oh, brilliant.
Lindsay says, go back out the same door you came in.
What?
Never heard that.
I have heard of that. It rings a distant memory bell.
It was never an issue in my apartment because we only had one door.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got a back door and I never thought about that.
I think about that actually, and I have heard people say that in our house. No, I must go back, my home house, must go back out the same door I came in.
Yeah.
But it's not one that's like, I would never have remembered it if she hadn't said that.
No.
We're going back to Liv now.
Of course we are.
Don't let someone stitch clothes when you're wearing them because the item will bring you bad luck.
Never heard of that.
Is Liv a superstitious person?
Mate, Liv's like, nuts. That's just the beginning and end of it. What else has she said? Also, never put hats on your bed. I never put shoes
on the table. Yeah, new shoes on the table.
Yeah, I never
or
do that.
Have you heard the one, and my mum will not do this, if she was to buy me a wallet for Christmas or something like that, she'd put money in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a 50p or something, because you're not supposed to give someone a new wallet 100%. Without money in it.
Always puts like 50-20p in it. That's reminded me of one because I remembered the lines from Blood Brothers. Their shoes upon the table, a joker in the pact. The salt's been spilled, the looking glass cracked. I'm not superstitious, the mother said. I'm not superstitious, the mother said. So salt spilled?
Yeah, so... Yeah.
And you should throw it over your left shoulder. Yeah.
Do you remember in Dumb and Dumber when he chucks the whole salt shaker? He's like, throw it over your left shoulder, you bang. And the other one is a mirror then. So if you break a mirror, it's 7 years bad luck. Is that right? Yeah. That's a lot like for breaking a mirror. Like,
I can't be taken.
Give us a break, universe. 7 years. That's a bit much.
By the time my 7 years would be up, I'd crack another one. So I just, I think I don't believe in it because I don't want to feel like that's coming upon me. I think that could be a really anxious way to live.
Yeah. Do you know what? It kind of feels like that might feel like a prison sentence. So imagine you were coming to the end of your 7 years. You had 3 months to go and you broke him. It's another 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years and 3 months now.
And you just say that everything that happened, oh, that's my bad luck. Oh, that's because I did that. Yeah. I just think, you know, sometimes the world just keeps spinning and there's bad days and there's good days and there's days that you're late.
Yeah.
And there's days that you're early. I don't have those. Some people do. But, you know.
What else is there?
Here's Liv coming in with a cute wee couples activity that her and Connor do. We always break the wishbone together when we cook
I
chicken.
I love that!
Yeah, we do that every time, yeah.
And make a wish, whoever gets the bigger side.
Yeah. She also said, also forever touching on wood, although not sure IKEA furniture. Yeah, it's actually wood.
Not sure IKEA furniture is actually wood. Great. Vicky Manson says, always wave at magpies. And there is Sammy Pepper on there as well. Leave your bag on the floor, your money will go out the door. Does that mean someone's going to nick it?
I've
never heard
life.
That either.
Never heard it.
No.
It's funny though that.
Hang it on the chair?
See, in my mind, I'm thinking, right, like if you go to a party, leave your bag on the floor.
Yeah.
Not that I go to many parties, but or bring a bag to many parties. But if I were to, and if I left it on the floor, I would imagine that's saying somebody's going to nick it and run.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never heard that one.
No,
it's a new one for me. There's also one in the is Joanne our listener of the week this week?
I think so.
Joanne Laverty, was it?
Yeah.
So Joanne says she works in the hospital and people have the superstition of not getting discharged on a Saturday. Saturday flit, short sit.
Yeah.
That must be a specific.
My dad would never let us buy a car on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Really?
Bad luck.
Oh, really?
So, like, if we'd be allowed to go see the car
yeah.
and we'd tell the man we're taking it, but we would not exchange money until the Monday.
Like, I wouldn't drive a red car.
Really?
I know, my mom. Yeah, that was always a rule in our house, like, as well. Danger. No red car danger. Yeah. But yeah, no. So like, no deals are ever to be made on a Saturday or a Sunday, especially a Sunday. I think because that's God's day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, anything. If dad. So I remember we bought a trampoline at Balmoral Show. Our trampoline for the house.
That's the most concrete thing, yeah, isn't it?
I think that was a Saturday, but I don't think he picked it up until the Monday.
I've never been to Balmoral.
Oh, you're missing out.
I'd love to go.
It's good crack. It is good crack. That's so weird you say that, because I had a red car and it caused me a lot of problems. Like, I had a wee red Ford Fiesta, and I remember it like it was yesterday, one time sitting at a set of lights with smoke coming out of the bonnet.
Oh my goodness.
And like the people in the car beside me, like, looking over and going, there's smoke coming. And I'm kind of like, I know. Yeah, it was the most embarrassing thing. But that car, needless to say, did eventually blow up.
Yeah.
And it was red, like, so.
No, I
don't think it was because it was red, yeah. But I know. I just don't like the colour red in general.
I've got a list here. We'll go through a couple on this list just before we go. So never say happy birthday too early. Have you heard that?
Never.
No, never.
I will say happy birthday every day of the week until it's 2 weeks past your birthday.
Here's one, right? Don't place two mirrors opposite each other because it opens a doorway for the devil.
Oh, God.
I
have heard that because it's reflection inception.
Yeah.
I made that up, but that sounds cool, right?
But I mean, it is Inception. Inception's weird. That's just such a hard movie to get your head around.
Did you ever hear, like, if you come out of the shower, this is going to take a turn. If you come out of the shower and the mirror's all steamed up, if you write 666 on the mirror, you'll be able to see the devil in the reflection.
Stuff like that freaks me out.
Yeah. I've never done it.
What's the thing you're supposed to say in them? Is it Bloody Mary?
No, I've never heard that.
You're
giving me goosebumps.
Give a penny if you receive something sharp. So if somebody gives you a knife or a pair of scissors or something like that, you have to give them a penny in return.
Never heard that in my life.
Let's see. Whistling indoors invites evil.
What?
I always do that.
Singing indoors?
Yeah, singing and whistling, yeah.
Never heard that one before either.
Like, properly whistling or like...
Like, just walking around the house going...
Yeah.
Harney invites evil. Keep your new shoes off the table. That's in there.
Yeah.
Itchy hands have financial repercussions. That's a Turkish one, apparently. If you've got itchy hands, it means you're going to lose money.
Because
you're spending it too much with your itchy hands. Maybe that's what it means. And the last one is the bird going to the toilet on you.
Oh, good luck.
That's good luck.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I think that's just a nice way for if a bird's gone to the toilet on you, someone's going to go, oh, sure, it's good luck.
Is it though?
It's likely to take a bit of
It's only ever happened to me. The time we walked out of Bougie together.
That's right.
Was that when we were talking about starting the podcast or something else?
No, I think we had started it because we talked about it on the podcast because you got crapped on by a bird and I walked into the window. Do you remember?
We walked out of Bougie, yeah. And I was like, I've just been pooed on. Like, I couldn't believe it. It happened so fast. Do you know when I'm walking in the city centre, my eyes are always up looking for birds because I don't want it to happen. Because I went and bought a scratch card and I didn't win. Fuming.
Yeah.
Everybody always says buy a scratch card.
After you've been...
Yeah.
Because
it's meant to be good luck.
Weird, like, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, and again, I wonder where it comes from. Do people just make this stuff up and sort of sit back and laugh while everybody around the world stops walking on their ladders and jumping over three grates?
Shall we make one up?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's make up a superstition.
Okay.
If you don't listen to this podcast, you are going to get bad luck for 7 years.
Or if you don't share the podcast with a friend...
Yeah.
Look at bad luck.
I just kind of meant, like, if you take your left shoe off first, your left foot will always be...
Without a shoe?
Uglier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I heard something the other day, and apparently it, like, it tells you something about someone's personality or character. And I don't want to go into too much detail. When you're going to get into, like, a shower and you're taking your clothes off, what is the first piece of clothing that you take off?
The top. It'd be like a t-shirt or jumper or something.
Some people say like socks.
No, never. Socks last. Well, actually, I have no idea.
It would be socks last for me because if we're going down to like...
I showered this morning and I took my socks off last.
Yeah.
No, because I got back from the gym and I was like...
Even gladder to hear it.
No, but the only reason I knew that is because I was like, oh, I have to take my socks off to step in here.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that. But I feel like in the past... No, I don't think I've ever taken my socks off.
If we're going down the undergarments, I do think it is socks last. Yeah. Like it would be boxers and then socks.
Me,
What does it say about you?
I don't know. I need to find it out.
Right.
Sorry.
Glad you came prepared. Yeah. Leave us hanging on a bed chat about underwear.
Listen,
like, it's
you'll need to listen in to season 4 to find out.
Please don't carry this over to season 4. Like, please, let's just start fresh. Yeah. Will that do us for today?
Yeah, let's do it.
That is it. That is the end of season 3. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for getting involved with all the wee question boxes we've been putting up. It's been a lot of fun. Season 4, we've got a couple of fun things lined up. I think we're looking at getting some more guests and stuff because we could be at the stage where we might be able to have people back in the studio.
If there's anybody you'd like us to have on the podcast now,
absolutely.
If you've listened to all the episodes, we had some pretty cool people. Yeah. But if there's anyone, maybe upcoming in Northern Ireland that you'd like us to chat to, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll make the moves.
We're always going to be on the Instagram. You can send us a message. Yeah, we're never too far away. Connor deals with that, so he'll get back to you. I don't want to worry about that. He's taking a couple of weeks off.
Maybe I'll maybe get back to them.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Listen, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for getting involved. Thank you for being listener of the week. And just thank you for listening to the podcast in general. We're going to take a couple of weeks off. We will be back the first week in August. But for now, enjoy the rest of the month of July. And we're never too far away. We're on Cool FM, so you can still catch us on our normal shows. But the podcast will be back then. Guys, enjoy your break from the podcast. And we will see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.